You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Ross Barkley to score and Everton to win was 11-5, now 3-1. And Bojan to score and Stoke to win was 8-1. It's been enhanced to 10-1. Derek, I think we've already seen the impact Ronald Koeman is making with Everton. They look physically fitter than they did under Roberto Martinez. And I'm impressed with the work they've done in the transfer window as well. Idrissa Gueye looks a player with serious quality. Picking up Ashley Williams, definitely good business. And we've talked about the class of Yannick Bolasie on previous podcasts. Maybe they are going to challenge for the title this season, Derek. Maybe it's going to happen after all.
Steady on, Mr. Kellner. This troubles me, this fixture, because I've been disappointed in Stoke. I was really disappointed in them against Man City last week. And I was fully intending to back Everton here. But the odds have stopped me in my tracks. 3-4 Everton to beat a Stoke side that are capable on their day of winning anyway. In fact, I think they've won the last two visits to Everton. It's one of these, you know. As a value punter, I have to go for Stoke here. I mean, I think Everton will beat, but I can't back him at 3-4. Where do I draw the line on that? Because I think Everton are going to win, do I back him at 1-2, 1-3? I have to draw the line somewhere, and I think Everton are odds on is a line enough to draw under. I'm going to go for Stoke, because sooner or later, they had a slow start last season, and then they came really good, didn't they, Stoke, in the run-up to October, November. I think it's worth taking the chance of that purple patch will come a little bit sooner. Mm. They've been disappointing so far, fair enough, but that's why they're almost 4-1 in this, because they shouldn't be that price. So I'm going to go on value ground alone for Stoke here, but I think Everton will finish higher than them in the table.
It is worth noting, Derek, as well, that Stoke have won 3 of their last 5 visits to Goodison, including the last 2 as well in the Premier League. So they have got previous going to Goodison and picking up 3 points. However, Tom, on the flip side of that, they didn't finish last season well, and they've got just 2 wins now in their last 12 Premier League fixtures.
Yeah, they're in a rut at Stoke. I made, you know, decent profit from Stoke. It was November, sort of Christmas time, and when they went to Goodison Park and won 4-3, they had Manchester United as well at Christmas, and they were beating everybody, and they looked so strong, and Arnautovic was in great form, and the supporting cast around him were playing well. But they've not got it going yet. I'm with Derek. I'm struggling really to look at this, particularly at the prices. I want to go with Everton. I just see this fixture screaming out goals. I mean, what alarmed me a little bit was how Stoke, well, obviously when they were pressing last week against Manchester City, they had a little bit of a collapse. I know it's against Manchester City with the pace they had on the break, but they did open themselves up. And I still think Everton have a little bit of vulnerability defensively at Goodison Park. I noticed Everton have scored 3 in the last couple of games against Stoke. And I think Everton have a lot of goal threat in the team. I know Lukaku's not firing at the moment. But I was quite impressed with Everton last week. I know what we talked about with West Brom is probably not that impressive a result going down there and winning. But it was the way that they played. I thought they were in control of the game. But I think this one will probably be wide open. I'm not expecting necessarily a 4-3 like it was last year. But again, I'm looking at two teams here where I think they're probably their biggest strength is going forward. If you had to push me for a winner, I think Everton might just sneak it. I would much prefer to play the goals here. And I think over 3.5 goals at 5-2 is decent enough because I do think that Stoke, the way that they play with their attacking players away from home, I think they have to play open. They have to play on the counter. And if they can frustrate Everton for the first 20 minutes or so, I think they'll get some joy as they did last year. So I'm not expecting 7 goals, but I'm expecting at least 4 in the game.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.